Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about remaining consistent throughout a period of time. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, good morning, it's Dan. So I'm on my way to CrossFit. Day's rest yesterday, thank goodness. Definitely needed it. I've actually scheduled a flight back to the UK because we're now allowed to go back without quarantining because I'm double jabbed, thankfully. So let's talk about consistency. And this conversation is coming from two places, really. The first conversation is coming from a position of weight loss and working out. And then that transitions into using those concepts in your marketing, because one of the biggest things I can see. So let me give you an example. I was watching the CrossFit Games last couple of nights, and in the CrossFit Games, there is a 67-year-old woman who I think came first in one of the CrossFit things. She came first. She's 67. She had 5 20-foot rope climbs and 25, I don't know, 100-kilogram, 80-kilogram deadlifts, whatever it was. What the hell are your parents doing at 67? What will I be doing at 67? Not that, probably. Be in an old folks home playing bingo or something, I don't know. But what struck me was the level of consistency that's needed in order to get a result like that. You know, I'm 49 now. Am I 49? Yeah, I'm 49. And for me, you know, could I get there? Absolutely. Would I need to work out 3 or 4 times a week? Yeah, every single week. And that right there is what consistency looks like. Now, there's a good chance I also wouldn't get there, because not everybody who works out 3 or 4 times a week to the age of 67 will get into CrossFit Games. But it's going to get your level of fitness way up. You're going to be in the top 1% in the UK, right? So let's just convert that into a marketing spiel when that lady decides not to bump my car. So let's think about that from a marketing point of view. You go live, you do it 3 times, and you go, well, I didn't get any sales, so you give up. That's what people do. I know it sounds crazy, doesn't it? But some people listening to this, other people that have done that. Myself, I've not gone live for months, and our sales have dropped. And it's like, wonder what I should do there. Go live, do more videos, put yourself in front of people. We had a conversation with a guy yesterday, and he was adamant on using us for our Facebook ads. And actually, it wasn't a relevant, and we're very upfront and honest with people, but it wasn't a relevant match for us and his business, because it wasn't a proven model. It was just starting out, and while some of us can be fine, the industry that it was in, it's not suitable for Facebook ads, more suitable for Google ads. And we gave him some advice. We can do Google ads as well, but he's already doing them but not converting, so we give him some advice. And then we give him a price as well, and he's just starting out, couldn't afford it, and that's fine, right? But you've got to get your stuff out there. The only way for us to drive more traffic, to generate more business leads, is to actually put ourselves in front of as many people as possible and hope that some of those people, and yeah, it's a hope because nobody knows, hope that some of those people are then going to actually sign up for what we actually want, what we actually offer. And so sometimes that happens, and it happens fine, and other times we don't get anything, and that's fine as well. This is just the way of the world. This is how it works. But if you're not putting yourself out there on a consistent basis, you ain't getting anything. Just as we stopped putting ourselves out there, and our leads dropped, our website visitors dropped, our DMs, you know, direct messaging dropped. And it all drops because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is generating leads. So that's the thing that we need to be doing. We need to be more consistent. We're just like you. We don't have any differences in my business and your business. We're exactly the same. You might have a different business to me, but you still need to run leads. You still need to generate interest and all of that good stuff. And if you're not doing that on a consistent basis, you're not going to do very well in your business. It's just a simple fact of life. So let's get consistent, folks. I am now at CrossFit. Woo! Or not. This is going to be another deadly CrossFit, by the way, is just the most, it's like a car crash. It's just the most impactful workout I've ever done. And it's so addictive, because you want to crush the workout and it crushes you every time. And then you go back in a couple of weeks, like you keep going back, but after a couple of weeks, you then realize you're lifting heavier and you're squatting lower and your technique's better and all the rest of it. It's amazing. If you've not done CrossFit, by the way, you should do it. Consistency is a little bit more harder, but one thing I have realized consistency wise with working out is the value of rest days. I actually did a rest day yesterday, and I don't want to do rest days because I want to work out every day, but this body's like that's not happening. Anyway, let's go get consistent, folks, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.